It's Deprogrammed, the podcast in which we try to get you into a band, and we've done all the work for you. All you have to do is listen. My name is Justin, and today's band is The Weaker Thans. And I'm going to say this right out front before introducing the panel. I had never, ever heard of these guys, so I'm really excited to talk about them. And, you know, if you want to get excited, patreon.com/ohhijustin is a place that will absolutely excite you. But enough of that. Let me introduce the panel. I'm so happy to have you back, John, because... because of the Skype machine, we haven't really been able to have you in.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back. Yeah, people don't know I'm in Atlanta. I'm not local to you guys up there, but you were nice enough to let me bully my way into being on the show. And it's been a while. We did a few back earlier this year, but I'm so excited to get into this. I love this band so much.
And joining not from Atlanta, he's actually right across the water from me.
But still too lazy to drive.
It's okay, man. I could. Chris joining us.
Hello.
Actually, this same exact panel, we did Shellac earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, very much so. And I was so happy to find my people because I thought I was alone on that band. But we're not here to talk about Shellac again. We're here to talk about The Weaker Thans. And at one point, John, you messaged me and you gave me, like, I hesitate to say 50, but it feels like 50 bands. And you're like, I'd like to do all of these.
And... oh, there's more coming too. Don't worry.
So there's all these bands. And, you know, this one kind of, I didn't even pay it any mind when you threw it out there. But then when we were getting ready to do Shellac, Chris takes a look at the list and he goes, oh, The Weaker Thans, I want to do them. So first, walk me through The Weaker Thans. What is it about The Weaker Thans that you love, John?
Oh, man, like they started, I think the first album came out in 97. The main songwriter, John K. Sampson, he's one of the most amazing songwriters of this generation. They're from Winnipeg, Canada, so they have kind of a unique viewpoint. He was in Propagandhi, if you remember. I think you guys did a Propagandhi episode.
Okay.
He was the bass player with the funny voice. Had a couple of songs that translated to the first Weaker Thans album. But yeah, like the songwriting is so good. In my opinion, they don't have a bad song over the four albums. I saw them live probably five or six times every time they came down here, which wasn't very often. But just love them from the beginning and love sharing their music with people. So I'm excited that Chris has good taste as well, and he jumped on this too.
Yeah, Chris.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other's list, so I'll reserve my judgment until the end.
But yeah, Chris, this was one of the first ones that you jumped out at. Like there's another like five or six, I think, but this was the first one you were like, yeah, I need to do this one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Kind of the same way that John got into it, because Propagandhi is my favorite band of all time. There's not even a close second for me. I mean, I love a lot of bands, but if there's one that they're like, you know, here's a gun, run up that hill and die, Propagandhi's the one that I'm taking that shot for. But yeah, it was the same kind of thing. You know, the song structures are amazing. The lyrical content is neat. They do kind of neat little themes throughout some of their albums and sometimes on the same album. That's, you know, kind of fun to watch. To me, it's kind of the same way that I appreciate the Hold Steady's lyrical content, is that they tend to kind of string themes together. And it's, you know, it's more like, it's like a short story. I mean, it's not all the songs are connected, where the Hold Steady, that's kind of more the case. But there's a nice thread running through it. And The Weaker Thans is one of those bands that if you name any song, I can almost, I'd say, give me 5 or 6 seconds and I can come up with a memory that song's attached to, just because I listen to them like nonstop throughout like the early 2000s.
And it's funny you mentioned the Hold Steady too, because John K. Sampson was opening up for Craig Finn on the tour he did, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, was that the one with the Uptown Controllers?
Yep, that tour came to Atlanta. I saw that show. It was unbelievable.
Oh God, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fantastic band, you know, fantastic dudes. Really fun to listen to, so I'm excited.
Well, and I now that you say, like, the early 2000s, you used to listen to them all the time. A thing I kept coming back to and listening to them is there's definitely, it's definitely left an impression on you, because I heard Dead Love Alive a lot when I was going through this band.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the fun thing about Dead Love Alive, and I'm actually kind of surprised that I found the right microphone, because we've been doing pre-production. I have a drum set about 2 feet from me that's fully mic'd. But yeah, that's not so much with Dead Love Alive, because Pat really is the one that structures a lot of that stuff. You can hear it with my secondary guitar stuff a lot. But if you listen to the band I was in before Dead Love Alive called The Kennedy Curse, that's when I was kind of learning how to structure songs. And I mean, that was one of the things that really, really influenced me. Like, and it was consciously too. Like, it's not like I was like, oh, I must be listening to a lot of weaker bands. It's, yeah, I'm probably biting their nuts on this
one. Well, I guess I should point out, I did mean mostly in a lot of the guitar work is what I was picking up on. But this band, like, I mean, for all the reasons that you guys have already stated, this is a Justin band through and through. Like, I mean, I've leaned more towards sad boy music lately, so they do some sad boy stuff, like, but I was definitely getting, and this is weird, and bear with me, I don't know where you guys stand on these bands, but I definitely got some They Might Be Giants vibes, mostly from The Voice, again, mostly because The Voice, Death Cab for Cutie. And there's points where, like, I can point to them where I just go, oh yeah, that kind of feels like if Death Cab decided, no, we're gonna write more up tempo stuff. And
yeah, Death Cab wishes they were the Weaker Thans.
Yeah,
I had a feeling you guys would feel insulted by that, but
I got 2 Death Cab albums. It's okay.
Their early stuff is really, really good. But, depends on what you're into. But, again, this is very much a Justin band. And I don't know how they've never even been a blip on my radar, like, at all. Like,
they didn't really tour a lot. I mean, being from Winnipeg, it was kind of hard for them to do a lot of, like, East Coast U.S. touring. I think they only really toured probably one time per album cycle, which was, like, once every 3 years. So it would have been easy to miss, probably.
So they're not like, you know, The Hip, where they're, like, some Canadian treasure. They've
kind of become a little bit more of that. I think in the years since, you know, John K. Samson's put out a few solo albums since they broke up, and really well received. He's still out there doing it, so I think they're one of those Canadian not treasure, but like national, you know, I don't know what the word is, but he's just one of the best songwriters of our generation.
But that's a theme we've already come back to a lot. I do want to point out that I love the storytelling that happens here, like, and because his voice isn't like you can understand all the words he's saying, you can follow these stories and still dig the music, because it at times has that, you know, alt rock, that very distinct 90s alt rock feel, like the guitars especially, like a
they're not really a punk band, they're not an alternative band, they're not a folk band, they're not an indie rock band, they're just kind of all of those things mixed together.
And even at points, like, the kind of they lean into country a little bit, and I'm playing a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2 lately, and like there's points where they're playing stuff and I'm like, I can
how many times have you beaten it?
I've only beaten it the once. I'm actually playing online right now, which it's insane, like, because it was garbage. Online was garbage when the game came out, and right now it's actually
really
pretty
was,
fun.
Yeah.
It's reasonably fun right now, so like I'm actually having a lot of fun. But I like, there's songs that were coming on in the playlist, and I'm like, man, I could totally hear this.
Oh, yeah, they've been known to use a little slide guitar from time to time.
Yeah. So on that note, we keep referencing. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Because Chris has stories that he wanted to make sure that got told. I don't know if you wanted them in real time, like as we came across the songs, or if you wanted to tell them up front.
You know, the only one that's based around a song that's a story isn't actually on my list. what I will say is, let's do this. I want to do a Justin surprise bomb. So randomly in the middle of the show, just be like weaker than story. I have three that I can think of. Okay. One's tangential, but you get to decide just in the middle of whatever. Just be like, boom, go.
I think I have two. But yours are probably better.
I doubt it. They're just better to me. I was probably really drunk, so it seems way cooler than it was.
Well, okay, so how about this then? John, tell me about what it was like putting your 20 together for this band.
Excruciatingly painful.
Mm.
Like I said, you know, at the beginning, I love every one of these songs. I don't think they have a bad song. So for me, like, I could have easily just thrown darts at the records and come up with 20 that way, and I would have been okay with it. But instead, I tortured myself and made myself listen to them over and over again until I found 20 that I liked. And there were some hard cuts, man. You're going to hear some pain over the course of this episode, because there are some that are going to get mentioned that I don't have, and it's going to cause me emotional distress.
Well, you know, the name of this game is torture. So, Chris, what was it like putting your 20 together? You were working on it until earlier today, at least.
Well, I mean, you also realized that I didn't really start until yesterday. And even then, that was 20 minutes. And then I was too busy at work today. So last couple hours, I've just been like, motherfucker. Yeah, I told you, I think I said something like it was like the shoot the hostage scene of Speed, like right towards the end. But yeah, so they have 49 songs. We knocked it down to 20.
Are we including my favorite power chords in that?
They have 50 songs.
Okay.
See, but that one wouldn't have made my list. So what I had to do is I started off listing 49 songs, and then I was looking through it and I was like, I have to have some rules. Like, I have to set something up so it's an auto toss for one reason or another. So one of them was, couldn't have been a propaganda song first. It couldn't have been on.
It's a good rule.
Yep. And it couldn't be on John Sampson's first solo thing that he put out before the Weaker Thans really started.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that was really it. The other ones were, I couldn't break up the songs that are directly tied to each other. So that automatically added, you know, five songs that there were just going to be there. There was, you know, outside of that, there was nothing, which really only left me with 15. So you might have emotional distress, but that bothered me so much, I might have some gastrointestinal distress in the middle of this thing.
So for me, like, I always like to, in the group chats, kind of keep everybody updated. My first pass nets X amount. And yeah. I netted 27, and I think John wanted to come through the screen. Like, how do you only have 27? But I had to be, I was being very mindful because I liked all the songs. So, like, yeah. I was finding the ones that I was gravitating towards more, like ones that I could go, you know what? Yeah, that's one I would absolutely go. You should listen to that. That's what the Weaker Thans sound like. So I started doing that early on in my first pass through. And so, like, the extra seven, I'd say there was like room for six that I wasn't sure of, but then cutting those last seven was miserable. It was absolutely miserable, because I'm like, yeah, but this one's really good. Oh my God, this one has this riff. Oh my God, this one has this lyric. And so it's just like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to cut it for this reason. I think that'll be the worst part about this episode, is I don't think I have very many reasons for any of the cuts. Just, I only had room for 20.
Yeah, if this was a list of my favorite 20 Weaker Thans songs, it would be different. But I tried to keep in mind, you know, the name of the game is, you know, making a starter kit for someone who'd never heard of them. So I tried, that helped me whittle it down a little bit. But yeah, there were some that I absolutely adore that I do not have in this 20.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait till you ring our next through the Skype machine, John. It's going to be great.
It's coming. It's coming.
But with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. And the three of us have combed through the four albums, 50 asterisk songs. And we have pulled out 20 apiece that we are now going to mash against each other in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for the weaker thens. And I think, and actually, we only got like one answer when I asked listeners, you know, what's essential weaker thens. And I had already been leaning towards this being my first one anyway. And my note here is that yummy guitar tone, almost playful riff, and the line of losing all those stupid games I swore I'd never play. And that's aside.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
It has to be. Did you guys know that was in Wedding Crashers?
You passed test number one. Yeah, that is in Wedding Crashers. That was on the soundtrack.
Oh. So, I mean, that means I'd heard it before and just didn't pay it any mind somehow. But, I mean, this goddamn guitar tone, like, oh, God. I'm so I'm such an easy mark. Like, if you can get a guitar tone that is halfway decent, I'm halfway there. Like, it's just,
and it's that line too where it's like, rely a bit too heavily on alcohol and irony and get clobbered on by courtesy. Like, that's perfect
and playful. Mm-hmm. Like this happens a lot, and I'm sure we'll come back to it, but playful, like there's a lot of playful lyrics in here, and I found myself delighted oftentimes in the words that he was choosing. And this song was definitely one of those cases.
And it's one of their faster ones too, probably one of the punker songs that they have.
Which again, I think is why, you know, I wanted to go with that one first, because it's like, okay, if I'm getting somebody in, yeah, it's that one for sure. All right, so let's see how early we can make John have a heart attack.
Is it me and my turn? Is that what we're
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to stay in the first album and go Diagnosis, the first Weaker Than song I ever heard.
Ah, me too. Yeah, I got that.
Yep, me too.
Nice.
Oh, I've got a memory with that one too.
Oh, all right.
Memory of this one is everybody from the band Dead Love Alive now. And this was back in 2000, 2001. And, you know, we're just kind of all friends back then. But it was somebody's girlfriend's birthday, so we got a hotel room down at the oceanfront. And I had made the guys this mixtape, and that was, you know, actual cassette. And that was the first song on it, because I remembered hearing that and just going, holy shit, like that hook. And, yeah, that was... And I remember puking off a fifth floor balcony. It didn't hit anybody. Like, it's not that good of a story. But that's just
there's the a associated. There's a it. Great video for this song too. It's just a lot of stop motion objects in a row. They have some great music videos. I'll probably mention them as we get to them. But they're all worth checking out.
So is that track one? I feel like it's
track two, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I had that same feeling when that song hits. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is what they do. Okay. Like, it's funny because I went with Aside as number one, and early on Diagnosis was going to be my number one until I heard Aside. So,
oh yeah,
that's one and two for me. All right.
Chris. So far, so good.
Hey, all right. Yeah. All right, Chris.
All right, I'm going to go with the mid-tempo stuff with the insane hook, and I'm going to go with This Is a Fire Door, Never Leave Open.
That is my favorite Weaker Than song. Yes, I have that one.
Fantastic.
I have it as well.
Damn.
Now, I don't have any notes on this one. This was one of my freebies that, like, I kept coming back to it, and I had no reason to cut it. And I was like, okay, well... It'll make it this pass, and then I'd come back to it. And I'm like, no, I really like this.
I love the part at the end. Like, the outro is perfect.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So the hard part of this is going to be after we get all 20 on the list, and we have to cut that list down to 10.
Yes.
That's going to be the difficult part.
That would be something, though. Like, I don't know that we've ever gotten 10 all the way through, like, on the first pass. And I know for a fact, obviously, we've never had more than 10. So.
Well, didn't you just do Lady Gaga? I'm sorry, Lady Gaga.
We did just the other day and just released. I want to say we only got 3 through on her. And then we had the conversation to get the last little bit.
Yeah, that's how you know you're working, like, from behind.
I suppose. I enjoyed her, but, I mean, if you go in knowing kind of what you're getting into with some of these more pop acts, it's not so bad. I enjoyed Lady Gaga. Is it something I'm probably going to go back to on a frequent basis? Nah, probably not. All right, you know what? I'm going to stay up near the top, and let's see, which record is this from off of Left in Leaving. What's my note? There's no structured narrative, which I think is one of the lines. And my other note, dat outro, though, Exiles Among You.
Yep.
Yep.
I've got that
oh,
one.
Oh, shit.
I fucking love this song.
That breakdown,
yeah,
like where everything kind of crashes out, and I'm not sure if this is what he's playing, but it sounds like he's playing like a Fender Bassman, or a Twin Reverb, one of those two. But it's that kind of reverby, echoey Fender sounds that when you isolate it, and that's one of the things I love about the Weaker Thans is there are parts where they can suck the energy out of the rest of the song and focus on one thing, and it kind of creates this. Sense of isolation, not like emotionally boo-hoo shit, but it'll feel like you're in the middle of a field, just like, I can do anything I want right now and nobody's going to be around to arrest me.
Oddly enough, I get exactly what you're saying.
All right. Banged a lot of sheep, huh?
No. I have to go lift weights. What? All right. John.
All right. So this song is about a sport that is close to my heart because I did help found the Atlanta Curling Club a few years ago. So as a curler, I feel like it's my duty to pick Tournament of Hearts.
I got it.
I did not have it.
All right. It goes to the conversation, though.
All right.
I guess I should have.
I still really love the song, but
I guess I should have put two and two together that it was about curling.
Yep.
I just like the tune. What's my note?
I think it's been referred to that Propagandhi is hockey and the Weaker Thans are curling.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Oh, here you go. Tremendous scene setting. Somehow I didn't get that it was curling. I love curling.
Another great video with a lot of old curling footage.
And then I also wrote down right off, no, never, never, ever, never, which rotates like that just happened to be the one that I caught. And then when I listened to it again, I was like, oh no, it's not always that. Sometimes it's never.
Yeah.
Ever.
Those are curling terms. That's what you yell when you're curling.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, if I would have known that, I probably would have got it sooner.
Yeah, go check out your local curling club, people. It's one of the fastest growing sports in America.
I love curling. I just don't know all the terms.
USA gold medal in the last Olympics. So.
Oh, snap. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
I'm in the middle of trying to invent my own sport for the Olympics. It's a combination of parkour and public masturbation.
Good luck with this one, Chris.
That's just a Saturday night around where you are.
My goodness.
Downtown Norfolk's got a lot of parking garages. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, geez. All right, Chris.
All right. So, all right. I don't want to do any of the Link songs yet because once somebody goes, I'm just going to keep that thread going. I'm going to go with guitar texture is something that really gets me. So I put down Hymn of the Medical Oddity.
Nope.
Nope. But it's a great song lyrically.
Yeah.
the guitar, like you said, like the guitar is amazing. Yeah, but I did not have that one.
Maybe it's just that I work in a hospital.
Possibly. You know, what's funny is I thought by the time I got to reunion tour, I was going to be like out. Because I want to say there's a decent amount of time between the third and fourth record. And
yeah,
I just,
they like, averaged about 3 years per record. I think it might have been four between the third and the fourth one.
Okay. So maybe I'm just making things up in my head, looking for whatever reasons I can. But, all right, well, where do I want to go? You know, I'm gonna trot some of these ones that just barely made it. Ones that I have no notes for. Watermark.
I got that one.
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
And it's all about the bridge going into the ending.
There's just so many of the songs that they're just undeniable. Like, you just listen to them, and I think what happened, especially like I said with those last like six, it's just I couldn't find a reason to cut them. And
yeah,
you know, when you say it that way, it doesn't sound appealing, but like, it's true. I could find, you know, any little stupid reason. Oh, I didn't like this lyric, or oh, I didn't like this. I could find any excuse. But then some of these songs, I was just like, well, I can't come up with a reason to cut that one. And Watermark was one of those.
Well, that one, Watermark, wasn't originally on my list, but that was one when I went back, because I kind of take it for granted on Left and Leaving. Like, Left and Leaving is a perfect album for me. That's like top to bottom. There's not a bad note on it or a bad lyric. But when I was going back and listen to it, God, it's so fucking good. Like, it's got to be on there. And another cool video, too, for Watermark. If you want to go check that out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, Chris, story, go.
Oh, so the Weakerthans played at the Black Cat in D.C. in 2003. And myself, singer for Dead Love Alive, Pat, my old singer for Life Defined, Eric, and our friend John Clark drove from here up to D.C. to go see him. We were all pretty young, and all of us got really drunk. So one of the things that the Weakerthans did whenever they played is they would always ask for somebody to try to come up and play a guitar solo. And for the song Wellington's Wednesday, which is not on my list. So if you guys got it, tough shit. But like, so my singer just like pointed at me, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, this is going to be kind of cheesy. And then like, you know, John Sampson's pointed at me. He's like, hey, come on up. And I was kind of like looking around. And then my singer and Pat both pushed me to the front of the stage. I was like, what the fuck? And keep in mind, I've never taken a guitar lesson in my life. So I didn't know a lot of the terminology, but I got on and he gave me his guitar, and he just kind of like leans in real close because it's loud as shit. And he goes, the song's in E. And I just looked at him and I went, I don't know what the fuck that means, man. But surprisingly, and this is when John Sutton was still in the band, and then that dude was a fucking trip. But like, I'm sitting there and I start doing like some meatily shit that actually turned out kind of good and went with it. And this motherfucker takes the neck of his bass, smashes it against John Sampson's guitar, and does this badass airplane slide up it. And I was like, oh, that was one of my favorite moments.
Did you do as good a job as Ernesto from the Burton Cummings Live album?
Man, I'm way better than that asshole.
Yeah, the guy comes and says, this is Ernesto from Mexico. He does a pretty good
it's
job,
like,
but yeah, it's an E. Like, how,
we knew when you said he was Ernesto that he was Mexican.
All right. So let's see. Da-da-da. I put out Watermark. All right, John, it is your turn, sir.
All right. Let's go back to the first album and song, lyrically, one of the best they've ever done. None of the Above.
I cut that one, yeah. But I agree with you about the lyrics.
I don't have that one either.
Oh, you motherfuckers. All right, we have to fight. Like, gloves are coming off now. We started out good, but here we go.
You know, what's funny is we've gotten five all the way through already, and John and I matched on the other one in the conversation. This was the first miss, and he's already ready to go to blows. Oh, boy. Going to be that kind of night. All right. Chris.
So, all right, I'm going to – last one I missed on with Hymn of the Medical Oddity. I'm sticking with the guitar texture from the same album. album, Sun in an Empty Room, which has an amazing video.
I got it.
Sweet.
I don't have that one, but I love it. It's one of those when you see them live, they would do this and another song that I won't say yet back to back, and they would be like, this song's about a painting. This song's also about a painting.
I noted that.
Which one was it? Was it the one about the Edward Hopper painting, like Nighthawks yes. at the yep. diner? Okay.
Yeah.
Why, like, two of us on the same call should not know that one piece of Jeopardy.
I mean, the people that love this band really, really love them, like you. It rewards a deep dive and being a super fan.
I noted that this song had like almost a country feel. It's one of those ones that like has like some slide in it, and it just felt right. Like it felt like, strangely enough, sound wise, it was obviously not right field, but like it was different enough. But it still felt like the Weaker Thens, which not a lot of bands can do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it gets stuck in my head at least once a week. Like it's so catchy.
That's another one where I've got the memory of moving when I was moving back in with my mom, when I was saving up to get the house that I'm in now. Like I specifically remember like just putting that on and listening to, you know, the refrain of Sun in an Empty Room. And just like the sun going through and you can see like the dust and shit kind of dancing across stuff. And I was like, oh, this is exactly what this song made me feel like before. So great. Good job, Weaker Thens.
All right. I'm going to trot some of these other ones that I really couldn't bring myself to cut. The Prescience of Dawn.
I got that one.
That was number, I think, 22 for me. Yep. But I don't have it. But I'm glad you guys do because it's a great one.
Right. And very visual, like, what's the line? That one dream of hardware stores and checker floors and buckets full of nails.
Yep.
Like, oh, God, rowing past the apartment in a boat or something.
I think the thing that stuck out to me, it's
floating effortless. There you go.
It's one of their more like angular songs, and it doesn't not something they go to a lot. So I didn't have it on there, but yeah, like you said, it's great.
All right. Well, it moves to the conversation. All right, so John.
All right, let's. This is one that I've been holding back on, but it's again one of the best lyrics of all time. Period. A song about it, their hometown, One Great City.
I got it.
I didn't do that one, and I think it's just because I listened to the damn thing so much. The other songs pop more when I was reading over my list.
if this one had gotten cut, we would have been done. Like it would have been moving over, and I would have gotten on a plane and come up there, and we would have had to talk. But I'm glad at least it's in the conversation.
Well, I mean, and it just I kept coming back to I hate Winnipeg, just. Loathing your city and just walking through all the reasons why, and it's acoustic, so it's like it doesn't sound like he's being hateful of, but I mean, then you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh yeah, no, he hates this. So,
and I believe that's the city motto of Winnipeg: one great city.
Oh yeah,
I'd have to ask Chris Jericho. I bet you he knows.
Yeah, but he'd sing it all fucked up, like, my head to wear the pearl.
I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot. All right, Chris.
I'm still bitter at Winnipeg because they stole our hockey team.
Wait a second.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
is that what the Jets moved? The
Thrashers moved to Winnipeg and became the Jets again.
Is that what the Jets happened before, or...
No,
So the Thrashers
moved expansion. The Thrashers to Winnipeg, and then they took on the name that they had before.
Okay, because I haven't been paying attention to the hockey. I love the hockey, but I don't pay attention to it. All right, so let's see. One Great City was John. All right, Chris.
I'm gonna do the song about a blind girl and go with Elegy for Elsabet.
Oh man, nope.
I don't have that one. But like I said, you know, Left and Leaving is a perfect album. This is one when they would play it live, the guitar player Steven would break out. I forget what
the
it's called. It's
Whirlywinds.
Like, yeah, and he would spin it around and then spin around for the solo. It was amazing. But yeah. It's just one of those. It just fell into the category of too slow and sad. And there are other ones that I picked over this one.
That one was one of my last, like 23, 24. Like it made it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it made it all the way to the end. Again,
anything off of Left and Leaving is up there.
Yeah.
All right, so let me go with one of these ones that I've got a note for. My note here: big up-tempo feel against the laid-back vocals, and then the line that really stuck out to me: crappy tape deck somewhere, greatest hits collection.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, I don't have it, but that's a great fucking song.
Same. Yeah, love it. But that was like 22 or 23 again for me. Like, yeah, I love that line that you mentioned. And it didn't make the cut.
All right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. As of right now, I don't think we'll need it. Although I will say this. What do I have left here? 10. I've got 10 left. I thought there was less. So I didn't mean to make that seem urgent. Okay, John.
All right, let's go with the other song about a painting and go Night Windows.
No.
I did not have that one.
One of the best bass lines that they have.
I don't have that
one. Oh, yeah.
All right, you're pushing me. You're pushing me a little. I'm gonna let that one slide because we're doing pretty good so far, but that's a strike.
All right, Chris.
All right, I'm gonna get this out of the way because I'm pretty sure nobody else would have picked this one, but I love it. Without Mythologies.
Nope,
but yeah, great song. I sound like a broken record, but.
John, I think like you and I should both be on one for a band we actively hate. Like, I'd rather argue with somebody about why something is awful and shouldn't be on any list.
We should do we'll do Insane Clown Posse or something.
Well, what's funny about that is Alfredo actually wants to redo that. He pitched me some way to do it, but at this point it was months ago, so never mind. I forget.
Oh, you guys did that already? I didn't even.
Yeah, I did. It was actually one of the early ones on. Ooh, your boy here, used to be a juggalo. So, I'm just saying.
Oh fuck, I forgot about that.
Yep.
I think we're gonna need to see pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny is because you say that, but like I don't know, I never did that. Other than
what's funny, motherfucker, you were dressed like a clown.
Well,
that's like the definition of funny.
No, I wasn't. That's the thing is people do that now, but or even then. But I mean, all I really did was wear the shirts. So
all right, we've sullied this episode enough. We need to get back to some good music.
All right, you know what? I keep looking at this one, so I'm gonna go here. My note here: catchy, energetic tune from a cat's viewpoint. Plea from a cat named Virtue.
Yep.
All right.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I just like, you know, I saw the song title the first time and I didn't really pay it any mind. I dug the song, so I made it through. And then as I'm coming through the second time, I'm like, oh no, this is really good. And then the third time I like really paid attention to the lyrics. I was like, oh, he's singing as the cat. This is great.
And this was part of a trilogy that actually ends on his second solo record.
On or was Winter that the,
Wheat. Yeah, it was on Winter Wheat. It wasn't on, was it Provincial?
Right.
Yeah. But the ending to it, I think I had seen Jason Tate, the drummer from The Weaker Thans, posted something on his Twitter that was like a repost of something somebody put on theirs, and it just said, hey guys, you want to listen to three songs about a cat and cry all the time? And the Weaker Thans are like, yeah.
Okay, so just as a note here, the NTP is officially out the window. We have 6 unanimous decisions and 4 in the conversation. So we don't have to worry about NTP. All right.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, well...
Wasn't that that band with that guy that died of a heroin overdose?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nick.
No Temple Pilots.
No, it's New Trash Protocol, and...
Which is a great band name in itself. I feel like I need to say that again. Man.
I feel like they tour with Chavez, or maybe, like, minus the bear.
Oh, yeah. Chavez is another one of my favorite bands.
Dude, my friend Gerard, the guy that used to play drums for Ready to Fade, and I was recording drums for him over here a couple days ago, I said one of the funniest things I've ever heard, because he was the one that showed me Chavez, and he was like, it's like, because Gerard's an incredibly technical drummer, but makes it look effortless. He's like, man, this guy's insane. He's like, I mean, he's Asian, so you know he's good at math. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's like, no, man, time signatures. I was like, I'm pretty sure that was racist, but... You're black, so I can't say.
Yeah, Chavez, I think they probably only have 25 songs, 28 songs maybe. But if you ever do like a mini deprogrammed where we pick like 10 songs and get down to 5, we could totally do a Chavez. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. All right. John, I believe it's your turn.
All right, let's keep this going with the second in the trilogy. One of the most devastating lyrics of all time, whereas is I can't remember the sound that you found for me. Vertute the cat explains her departure.
I got it.
Yeah.
I love
God. And I have this cat. Like, if I would have kept drinking, this would have been me.
Did you say you had it, Chris?
No. Oh, yeah, I do. I was just saying I also have a cat that is remarkably like this up until about a year and a half ago when I quit the sauce.
So, first of all, you have me at sequel song. I love sequel songs. And then you throw in the fact that it's from the viewpoint of the cat again. And it's like, well, of course I have to keep this.
Oh, and it's even more emotionally devastating than the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Justin, have you heard the last one, the third in the trilogy?
I have not. Nope.
Oh,
Vertute at rest.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no.
You might wanna sit down and like prepare yourself for that one.
Get some Kleenex.
It's only a minute and a half. Vicks vapor rub. It will get to you.
That's all it takes.
All right. Well, look, so that gives us 7 already, gents. All right. Chris.
All right. So one of the things that kind of stuck out with me when I was making the list was there's so many songs that have this kind of defining characteristic that at least to myself, and when I'm thinking about introducing some like a band to somebody, I want to kind of watch them while they're listening and see if a part hits them and they go, what the fuck. So for me, it's part of a trilogy, but the first song off of Reconstruction Site, Manifest, when those the intro drums, I was just like, holy shit, when the guitar hits and everything kind of takes off. And then at the end, when the horns kick in, that first song floored me the first time I listened to it.
AKA their Neutral Milk Hotel homage.
Yeah.
I've got Manifest.
I do not, because, I mean, let's talk about those. You mentioned the trilogy songs. Yeah. Those, I think they're such a standalone thing. Like, I didn't put any of them on my list because I feel like that's something where you have to go listen to them to get rewarded by them on that album. Like, there's something like it's a sonnet, and then the music is the same, like reverse.
It's a really cool Elizabethan sonnet
like idea, right? And one is the first song, one is right in the middle, one is the last. So. And, you know, Past Due, I'll go ahead and spoil it. Like, Past Due was originally a standalone song. Like, I have a version of that song that's fully fleshed out with the band. Yeah, absolutely. But it's such a cool idea for them to do it, like, tie them all together like that, and the parenthetical and everything. Like, it's so cool. But, no, I do not have Manifest.
No, well, I mean, it moves over to the conversation, though.
Plus, it's just the horns are pure Neutral Milk Hotel. Like, they heard in the airplane over the sea and was like, hey, let's do that.
Yeah, but they did it better.
Ooh, careful.
Hey, I look, I like Neutral Milk Hotel a lot, but yeah, I'll take the Weaker Thans over them any day.
All right.
Well, and my note here is I'm a sucker for horns, duh. But the biggest thing was that they were unexpected. So like that the horn line kicks in, I'm like, oh shit, okay. Like without abandoning their sound, they threw horns in and it didn't throw me off. So
yeah.
All right.
You know what band did that really well was Braid. Whenever they brought out like a trumpet or a trombone, like on a record, Braid did really well with that.
I am unfamiliar.
I'll say Captain Jazz.
Jesus.
Pre-Braid. I'll go Captain Jazz on the horns.
Oh, dude. I saw them at Riot Fest. That was insane. Was it Tim Kinsella just kept throwing like a tambourine back into the audience and then stopping songs and going, wait, no, I need that for the next one.
Okay. I'm about to butcher this line, but like these lyrics stuck out to me the most as to why I pulled this song through. I don't know how to play this thing, and you told me to fuck off. You might roll your eyes at this. The reasons.
Yeah. Reasons is a great song. Also a cool video with a 1950s
great video.
Like detective dance number thing going on.
I do not have it because I feel like it almost doesn't represent them. It's another one of those things where I feel like you need to listen to the album as to get it as like a reward. But because it's almost too heavy and too riffy for what they do. But yeah, the lyrics are great and it's a great video, great song.
All right, so was that a yeah you do, Chris, or yeah?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was yeah, it's a good tune, or yeah.
I think the only song of theirs that says fuck, right?
It's the only time I recall it.
I think it is.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, this is getting increasingly more difficult. So. all right. So let's see. I threw out the reasons, John. It is your turn, sir.
All right. Let's give Chris's guitar playing some credit and let's do Wellington's Wednesdays.
I don't have it, but I do like the song.
That one was number 21.
I'm looking at the songs that are out and that would make a great top 10 too.
Close. All right. Chris.
All right. This one, the first time I heard it, he was playing a solo show. I wasn't at the show. It was some shit I saw on YouTube. he was playing it with like just an electric guitar, and he had a really cool texture to it. But the way it came out on the album was something I didn't expect at all, and I really dug it, was a song called Relative Surplus Value.
Oh, nope.
I do have that one. I love that song. And there's a version of it. I think he had been playing it back around the time of Fallow, like... I used to have an MP3 of him doing it solo acoustic or something, like maybe on a radio show or something. And I don't have it anymore. I don't know what happened
to it. It's got that kind of jumpy guitar line where it's like, dunk, 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 dunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just watching a thing you said is told by like a person in a phone booth, one of those people that always speaks in the present tense. Like, so I know at a bar.
Yeah.
People
who start stories like that, like, mm-hmm. So there the line, I am.
And the last line kills me too.
Oh yeah, like what was it? I know we haven't talked in a while, but could you come get me?
Yeah.
Oh. I've gotten those calls from ex-girlfriends before. That's fun. Like, no, bitch, you can hitchhike.
It is fun though. Like, there's. Barely any trash that's like trash. Like all these songs like were pretty close for me.
Oh, yeah. They don't have a bad song.
So
yeah.
Let me throw some of these others towards my bottom out here. Time's Arrow.
I've got that. That's Pat's favorite song by them.
Huh.
Told by about time going backwards. Like I think you're supposed to picture everything in the story going in reverse.
I'm going to have to listen to that one again.
Yeah, I don't have that one. It kind of fell into that last half of Reconstruction Site, kind of all kind of fitting together, like New Name for Everything, Time Zero, like a lot of those songs, like they all kind of blend together for me.
All right, well, moves to the conversation.
But don't get me wrong, it's great.
You right. couldn't just let it die.
All right, John.
Oh, it's my turn already again?
Yep. Jesus.
Okay, let's go back to the first album and do Confessions of a Futon Revolutionist.
Oh, man. Nope.
I don't have it, and I used to cover that song.
All right, that's two strikes.
I will say that was definitely one of the 27 that made it through initially. So it was close, but no cigar. All right, Chris.
I'm just going to be tapping on this table until it's my turn again.
So I don't think I have anything left that anybody else is going to have, because the stuff that I pulled out for very like reasons that there were songs that something caught me like initially that's kind of niche. So I'm going to go with Leash off of the first album, and it was the drums. And when the guitars kick in, that drum, 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 drum. And when the guitar, that kind of singular guitar hits in and just kind of makes everything explode. I really love that about it. But now you can both tell me you don't have it.
Because I don't.
Yeah, I have definitely had those days where I want to try heroin, but I do not have that song.
All right. Yeah, let me trot out my last one here from the last record. Civil Twilight.
I did not have that one.
I do have that one.
Hey, all right.
Another great video.
Yeah.
Man, I'm finding the quote-unquote hits here. I'm finding the singles, which...
Oh, fuck. I got to change one of my answers now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. John. By the way, I'm going down to my last four here.
I think I've got five left. Let's go back to Left and Leaving and go to the title track. An amazing song, amazing lyrics. Left and Leaving.
I got it.
I left it off.
Chris, like...
I like the song. I really do. It's the same thing. Like, it's... I love all these
songs.
Why
don't you just change? You just change your list. You said you had to make a change anyway. Just change it, put it on there, and then we'll be good.
No, I'm changing it for a better song than that.
All right.
So
Keep pushing me.
Here's my note on Left and Leaving. They can slow jam really well too. And then there's the line, I wait in 4/4 time. And I kept coming back to that because I've made that comment to people before. Well, I live life in 4/4. Like, and people want to argue with me that, oh no, blah blah blah. It's like, no, stop thinking you're unique. You live in 4/4 time, man. It's common.
We're all boring.
Yeah. So yeah, I dug that one. All right. Chris.
I'm gonna go with the one that I just added on there. Our retired explorer dines with Michel Foucault in Paris, and the one with the penguins speaking French.
That was number 21 for me. It was between that one and Watermark. But yeah, again, a great video and one of their catchiest songs, definitely.
I don't have it. It was late, I'll say that. I don't know where it landed up, but it was definitely late. And I'll be honest, like, I think the long title was one of the reasons. I was like, oh, well, that's a reason I can cut it. It's got a long title. So now
we have 10 in the trash, and they're better than most of these bands' top 10 that you do. We should tell people right now, like, go back, these 10 that are in the trash, go listen to them, and then come back, and we'll get to the other ones later.
Jinkies.
We'll get to the deep cuts.
Right.
All right. I'm gonna, this will be my last one off of the first record. My note here, more big guitars. There's a balanced call and respond with the background vocals and everything. Letter of Resignation.
I didn't put that one on because it was one of the ones that he wrote when he was in Propaganda.
Right. It's an old Propaganda song. So it fell victim to that fine print.
Okay. There's no way.
But
I could
it's
that.
Fantastic. And his version on that FYP 7-inch where the girl comes in and does the spoken word thing at the end. Like, it's just him and an electric guitar. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. John.
All right. We're getting down to it here. Let's do Benediction.
Nope.
Didn't, but that was my number 21.
Ooh, yeah.
I like that, you know, he has that kind of vocal interplay with his wife, which I'm sure you heard Provincial, John, but that song Taps Reverse that's on there, that's the perfect couples duet if I've ever heard one.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever go back and find Hypothetical?
I wasn't able to find it. It wasn't on Google Play, but I'll have to find it in YouTube.
If you, after this, give me your email address and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
He does a little, he's married to Christine
Fellows. ASL?
Who does the other voice in Benediction, and she's a great singer-songwriter in her own right. And she had an album back in the late 90s where he does a little guest spoken word vocal on a song called Hypothetical, and it's fantastic.
Ah. All right. Chris.
You already said that you don't have this one, John, but I'm going to explain why I put this one on there. It was the second of the trilogy songs, Hospital Vespers. And this is, I know exactly what drew me to the song. It was before I worked in hospitals, but there's the perfect line at the end of the song where the person says, you said, hey, can you help me? I can't reach it. Pointed at the camera in the ceiling. I climbed up and blocked it so they couldn't see and turned to find you out of bed and kneeling. And before the nurses came, took you away, I stood there on a chair and watched you pray. Like, I was like, oh, fuck my heart.
Ugh. Yeah, it's good. It's devastating.
Yeah. But that's the one when you were talking about kind of how, you know, they go backwards and forwards with stuff in the trilogy. And that's the one where they played the song in reverse. Mm-hmm. And I actually think they played it forward and ran it through like a delay pedal in reverse, if I'm hearing it right. But yeah, it's definitely not for everybody, but I remember hearing that and just being like, man, why'd you gotta ruin my day?
All right, I'm down to my last two, gentlemen.
Did you have Hospital Vespers, Justin?
I did not. And you know what, I'm gonna trot this one out here, I guess. It's all the way laid back. It's piano, violin, a very pulled back like whisk set for the drums. Slips and Tangles.
That was a solo album prior to stuff that I couldn't.
Yeah.
That was my kind of just need to cut it so I can look at a smaller list.
Oh yeah.
And no, again, it's kind of an outlier in their sound. Absolutely. So that fell to the thing where it's like you need to go listen to the album and get rewarded.
Yeah,
with that song, that's the way I looked at that one.
Yeah, it was unique enough that I wanted to pull it through. All right, John.
All right, let's go back to Left and Leaving and go with Pamphleteer.
Nope.
I didn't, but again, another amazing song.
All right.
That's three strikes, but we're close to the end. See how this goes, but I'm not promising anything.
How many strikes are there in curling?
That's tough. There's eight ends, so you got that.
All right.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the conversation goes.
All right, Chris.
This is my last one. Reconstruction Site.
Nope.
I do have that one.
Oh, all right. Over to the convo. And then my last one, Uncorrected Proofs.
That's a really good song. Don't have it, though.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
All right. And do you want to clear out whatever you got left there, John?
Fallow. That's just a beautiful song.
Yeah, didn't have that one either.
No. All right. Was that it? That's all of them? Archive all those cards. All right, so let's see what we got here. I think it was seven. Indeed, it is seven. And then I'll run it down here. Aside, Diagnosis, This Is a Fire Door, Never Leave Open, Exiles Among You, Watermark, Plea from a Cat Named Virtute, Virtute, The Cat Explains Her Departure. So that's our seven that are in. Oh boy! Now I'm looking at. We've got.
Well, all right. So let me let me posit this. Am I the only one noticing that other than the last song, all those are kind of rockers?
Yeah.
So is it safe to say that, like, the way we all think of how we would present the Weaker Thens to folks who were trying to get into it was to give them the stuff that would go upbeat, when in fact a lot of their, like, sadder shit is some of the most prolific?
I could agree to that.
I feel like we'd have to try to trick them into, like, getting a deep thought.
I'm looking at this, and my first thought is One Great City and Left and Leaving both need to be on that 10.
I 100% with One Great City. I had Left and Leaving, so I'm not against it. But One Great City it's just terrific. And, you know, at this point, it's an outlier to, like, the sounds that we have, but it's just such a fun tune for what it is.
What are the other songs that we had 2 out of 3 on?
All right, so let me run it down. Tournament of Hearts, Sun in an Empty Room, The Prescience of Dawn, One Great City, Left and Leaving, Manifest, The Reasons, Civil Twilight, Relative Surplus Value, Time's Arrow, and Reconstruction Site.
So out of 12, we need 3.
We can pull 3 of these. So maybe we start looking at ones we can get rid of. Like, is there any that got through and it's like, oh, you know what? They've had their time to shine. There's better songs. Let's not pull these through.
There are 2 that I think probably don't fit in with the rest. That's Prescience of Dawn and Time's Arrow. I think probably would not make a top 10 for me.
I mean, I had both, but both of those were 2 that just kind of didn't get cut.
I would say that, so a part of it, when I'm looking at an overall top 10, like, I don't know if you, since we have 7 that are kind of, you know, in the vein of one thing, would we want the last 3 to kind of be in the same vein, or would we want it to be something that feels a little bit different to kind of show that
we need some diversity.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
Which is at least part of why I'm leaning heavily on One Great City.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be on there.
Yeah, that absolutely has to be on there.
All right. So that leaves us down to 2 then. So, I mean, what do we have left that's different sounding? Left and Leaving, Sun in an Empty Room.
If I had to pick, my 2 would be Left and Leaving and Reconstruction Site.
Okay.
I think if I were to pick, it would be, oh man, probably Time's Arrow and Left and Leaving.
All right, so let's put Left and Leaving through. We all agree on that.
Yay! Good job, guys.
All right, so Time's Arrow, Reconstruction Site. You know, I'm not beholden to any of these other than, like,
and we do have the curling song Tournament of Hearts,
right? That's actually what I was
definitely
about to
gonna
say.
Grab someone.
But at this point, I think it's between those 3: Time's Arrow, Reconstruction Site, Tournament of Hearts. I think everything else can kind of hit the cutting room floor just for ease, right, at this point.
All right, list those 3 again.
Time's Arrow, Reconstruction Site, Tournament of Hearts.
Man, I don't have a good argument against any of them.
My number 1 is Reconstruction Site, just because it's got kind of that shuffle.
Got the lap steel.
The country-ish feel that you talked about, country and western, mm-hmm, which we don't have represented. Tournament of Hearts would be my number 2 because of the curling. And
both
Time's
kinds
Arrow
of music.
Exactly.
Country and western.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. It's got the lyrical content. Like, there's some I could push through on lyrical content alone. Like, one of my favorite songs by them ever is Without Mythologies, and it's just, you know, a soft wind and a hard, or a soft breeze and a harsh wind at the end. Like,
honorable mention, like, nobody mentioned the song from the Elks Lodge, Last Call. Like, that song's amazing. My favorite chords, that's amazing. Like, so many great songs we didn't even mention, but their whole discography is amazing.
Yeah, Song for the Elks Lodge, Last Call hit one of my other rules, which was nothing I've covered.
I want to point this out, too. Like John was just saying, if you even half, like, push play on one song, if you even halfway like it, it is worth the dive, because I think it's less than 3 hours for all four albums. So you're not, like, you're not investing a ton of time into this, and I feel like it's a very rewarding band.
Absolutely.
All right, so let me make sure we've got 10, because I'm pretty sure.
Are we going Reconstruction Site?
Yeah.
Number 10?
Yeah, that's number 10.
Okay.
So.
You okay, congratulations. You guys have passed. I will not fly to Virginia and fight you in the middle of the night. So you pat yourself on the back.
All right.
On that one. You guys did a good job.
See if you can hear this. No, I don't think that
can. Yay, us. Or yay me. Fuck you, Justin.
Yeah. You know, that's pretty much everybody's feelings on me. So here's our 10. Aside, Diagnosis, This Is a Fire Door, Never Leave Open, Exiles Among You, Watermark, Plea from a Cat Named Virtute, The Cat Explains Her Departure, One Great City, Left and Leaving, Reconstruction Site. That's a hell of a 10. All right, so let's really turn the pressure on there, John. Which one's...
Don't come to me first. Nope.
Okay, we'll go with Chris first then. Which one is the one, Chris?
Oh, God. Go over the list with me again.
Hold sure. On. Aside, Diagnosis, This Is a Fire Door, Never Leave Open, Exiles Among You, Watermark, Plea from a Cat Named Virtute, The Cat Explains Her Departure, One Great City, Left and Leaving, Reconstruction Site.
Okay. So you're asking, if I could only show somebody one Weaker Than song, what would I show them to floor them?
Yes.
It's not even my favorite song, but I think it would have the most impact. I'm going to go Diagnosis.
Ooh, okay. Okay. How are you feeling on that, John?
Nope, you go next.
Okay, well, I told you guys right off the jump, one and two. And
it's like, John, you're an abusive girlfriend. You always got to have the last word.
I'll accept that. That's fair.
For me, like, I led with one and two, Aside and Diagnosis. To me, one or the other. It's got to be one of those two, because those caught me the most. So...
And they're both guitar riff songs where there's that gigantic hook that kind of brings you in.
Yep.
So what's it going to be, Justin?
Oh, you're putting the gun to my head. Aside or Diagnosis?
I made a choice. You got pregnant. I didn't get pregnant.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm leaning towards Aside. Because that one stuck out more to me. Like, that one made me go from, huh, I like this band, to, holy shit, this is fucking great. So.
And that's fair, too, because you're the only one out of the three of us that this was an introduction for.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Diagnosis is right there. And I have nothing. If John goes, nah, Chris was right, Diagnosis is the one, then I'm cool with that, too. I just, as a new ear, Aside was like, oh, fuck, yeah, that excites me. That's the one.
Well, look, I'm just, I think John's going to come over the top and try to fuck with both of us and try to say that their cover of Phil Oak's Ringing of Revolution is what he's going for. It's the number one.
It's so good. It's so good.
It was. That's what got me into Phil Oaks, too. Like, I have 90 Phil Oaks songs on my iPod because of that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, it's I have that record. It's so good. At some point in time, all 10 of these songs have been my favorite song of all time.
Oh,
so yeah. I don't know how to pick. The ones I originally thought would stand out to someone would be One Great City or Plea from a Cat. So I thought that you guys were going to hit on one of those, and then I would just be able to step in and make the case and, you know, put the cherry on top. But you did not do that.
See, my thing with One Great City, because I definitely thought of that too, is, I feel like we're lying to somebody if that's the one. Like, it absolutely is one of the 10, but if I'm saying this is the one, clearly we all leaned more towards the Rockers, so.
But then, like, This Is a Fire Door, Never Leave Open, like, that song's fucking so good.
Yeah. Exiles Among You.
Exiles Among You is, the end is just brutal, and, like, it gets so heavy.
Emotionally, not guitar-wise.
Yeah. if it's between Aside and Diagnosis, I gotta go with Aside. Like, that's the one out of those two that's gonna hit, like just improved.
So it would have had to have been one or two.
And then, like I said, when we talked about, like, the Rely a Bit Too Heavily on Alcohol and Irony, that's gonna resonate with a lot of people.
All right, so are we gonna go with Aside then?
Yep.
All right, Aside's the one. Let me put this part of the conversation aside for a second and reintroduce you to...
Get off the stage. That sucked.
Patreon.com/OhHiJustin. And you know what? If you want to tell me I suck, $1 a month, and you can just come in and be like, yo, you suck. And it's okay, because it's true. I do.
I'll send you $5 on PayPal if I can just flip you the bird.
Here's your $2. Oh, God. But everything I do goes there first. So, you know, if you want to help me on my journey to, I don't know, whatever you want to call what I'm doing, my path to creativity, sure. It only costs $1, and it helps a great deal. It helps my self-esteem. So give me that self-esteem boost. I like it. You'll like it. Now, we were talking a little bit about this before we went on air, John, but, like, we're going to try a John F. Sessions here coming up, and I think we finally narrowed down the bands.
I hope so. I mean, I want to apologize to everyone off the bat, because you're going to be getting a lot of me probably in the future. I think I have 20 or 21 of these in the queue. So I'm sorry for everyone who doesn't like hearing my voice. I'm going to be bullying Justin a lot in the future, but no, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun. Like, I think we've got a pretty diverse selection of bands. Like, we didn't all stick with one type. So I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, you know, I love doing these. It's so much fun. I love talking about it. Like, I joke around with you guys and I'm going to punch you in the throat, but it's all in good fun. Like, thank you so much for letting me come on and do this. I absolutely love it.
And Chris, I know that if nothing else, there's a couple episodes with John that you signed up for, so you'll be on.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, so
I'd be surprised if we didn't know each other in some way that we both just don't recognize yet. At the very
played together probably somewhere along the line.
Yeah, which band were you in?
I was in a band called Exit 86 in Athens, Georgia, back like 20 years ago. Like, nobody.
Oh, yeah. No, that would not have been me. I never played Atlanta.
Yeah. I think we played Virginia Beach one time with, I want to say, maybe Lane Meyer.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was in some, I can't remember the venue name, but yeah, we played. I think there were like 8 people there, so don't worry about it.
It's probably like the Kempsville Raritan or something like that.
You know, I remember the building had a really low ceiling. It was like wood paneling, and there was like a post in the middle of where the pit was. It was a long
time. Oh, shit. I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't place it.
Yeah.
That's not Peppermint Beach Club, is it? No, that wasn't a low ceiling.
No.
Nope.
No.
I knew it the second I started coming out of my mouth. Nope, that's not the one, stupid. I just knew because of the post. Anywho, anyway, we'll get you back on here, Chris, soon. And I'm so happy to have Skype back, because I was really stressing out trying to get locals to come do the show. And it's just easier to pepper in, like, Skype ones. Like, today's a Thursday. We're recording this on a Thursday. This is nice. I like it.
Well, whatever keeps me from having to think about going to work tomorrow.
Ooh, yes. Now I'm thinking about going to work tomorrow. I don't like that. Thanks a lot, Chris. All right, so we'll wrap up.
If I could mention one more thing really quick.
Oh, sure.
I am now a co-host on my own podcast. I think I mentioned it last time we were here. There's a Pearl Jam podcast called Live on Four Legs, where we talk about a different Pearl Jam live show every week. So I'm one of the co-hosts on that now. So if people want to check that out, please do.
Very, very nice.
Nice. Very My cousin nice. Did like a follow Pearl Jam along for a couple summers thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's called Live on Four Legs. It's a lot of fun. So check it out if you're interested.
There you go. Sweet. With that being said, the weaker thans, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.